Well, our Prime Minister has met with your Prime Minister, Adam Gilchrist. Good morning.
Yes, and met at the NATO summit. But I believe that Anthony Albanese was there as an EOP, an Enhanced Opportunities Partner. There have been rather important meetings all around with NATO. It's a three-day summit. They're looking, of course, at Russia's invasion of Ukraine, defense spending, the redeployment of forces across Europe. America is upping the ante on that. But an interesting sideline, wasn't it, that Boris Johnson was praising Anthony Albanese and vice versa about Australia's contribution to the effort in Ukraine, key support outside of the NATO alliance, etc., etc. And, they were both patting each other on the back. But the meeting, of course, we really want to be a fly on the wall at is when Mr. Albanese next goes to France to meet Emmanuel Macron, given the AUKUS deal, the scrapping of the French nuclear submarines. I wonder what they'll have to say to each other.
And Boris Johnson has made a curious comment about Vladimir Putin.
He had a Boris moment, did our Prime Minister? Absolutely. He was talking about a dangerous decade ahead. He was talking about Vladimir Putin, and he suggested that Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if he were a woman. I don't quite know what was going through the British Prime Minister's head, but here's his quote. If Putin was a woman, which he obviously isn't, but if he were, he would not have embarked on a crazy macho war of invasion and violence. I don't know, is that helpful to anyone? Let's speculate on what would Xi Jinping do if he were a woman, or what would Mother Teresa have done if she were a man? I mean, really?
Boris, I love it. Boris having a Boris moment. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London. Now,